Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Michelle Matheny with Michelle's Mystic Corner. I am a tarot professional. I am also a certified numerologist. I am also a high priestess, recently ordained. And today I have with me my co-host, Dax Carlisle. He is a grand master, grand professional tarot reader. He is the founder of the Tarot Guild and the Psychic Cafe. Hi, Dax. How are you today? I guess I should use his hand.
Good morning. I don't know what's happening with the camera, but it won't turn on. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm in the cafe, as you can see.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the fire. Wait, it's over this side.
Can I point over there? The fireplace, yes. Right? And I love the rain. You can see the rain coming down behind the Psychic Cafe.
Yes.
It's always great when it's raining because, you know, it's a perfect coffee day. I think that's why there's so many coffee drinkers and coffee houses in Seattle when I lived up there, you know, the rain and the overcast. It's an overcast day here in Tucson. We're actually supposed to get rain, but this is something, you know, I'm trying out different backgrounds. I'm just basically having fun the last few days on the show. I had a bookcase one.
Yes.
And that was a static image, but then I found out I could put a video clip back here. And so this is so much cooler. You've got the candles. There's some candles here. And those are flickering. You got the fireplace going. You got the rain. It just makes it feel so much cozier and like we're in a cafe.
More inviting.
Yes. On the Psychic Talk Network. Yay.
Yes.
Somebody told me that in the future, I should think about just making it just Psychic Cafe, you know, like get rid of the Psychic Talk moniker and just have the show names and then, you know, Psychic Cafe instead. And I'm like, oh, well, that's an interesting proposition, you know.
I like that.
If we change the channel, though, I was checking, and there's already a Psychic Cafe channel on YouTube. We'd have to call it something else, maybe The Psychic Cafe or something like that. Yep. Oh, and I see your hubby, Dan, one of our lifetime members and also a moderator in the chat, and our regular Ritu is back.
Hi, Ritu. Thank you.
And Ritu says, you're looking cute, sister. Love you, dear.
She's so sweet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, did you do cards of the day? I got cards of the day.
I have not done cards of the day yet.
Oh, okay. I just shuffled before the show. I like to get the cards early so that way it saves time, like shuffling on the show.
But
you can shuffle while I already have the cards out, and it really doesn't take that long, but it works out. I'm trying to look. Oh, here it is, March 23rd, 2024. Okay, so obviously from the 23rd, we get the 5 energy. So it's change. It's high energy today. Can devolve down into chaos. So you want to watch out for that. Set the intention now. You're going to use the high energy. and you are going to avoid the chaos. But the whole date, let's see, we got 5 plus March is 3, so that's 8. We know the universal year number is 8, abundance and prosperity. That's 2024 reduces to 8. So that 8 and 8 is 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. So that's the energy of the seeker. So the seekers are, you know, the natural detectives. It's about doing research. This is a great day. Rainy day here. You know, it's a great day to, I don't know, do that ancestry.com thing, you know, watch some Udemy video, you know, courses and learn things, research things. If you think about it, Michelle, card 7 in tarot is the Chariot, also going on quests.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's, you can see the connection between tarot and numerology there. Now, you may need some alone time today, you know, and, you know, just try to, because that 5 energy is about having fun and going and riding the roller coasters and spa day and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, take your alone time, but don't be a hermit for too long, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, that is a sneaky tarot reference to the hermit card. Yeah. I also got the 2 of cups. So, which I can't do over here like I like to do because I keep forgetting I'm doing this new background, testing out doing new backgrounds and this stuff. So I got to do this. 2 of cups, you know, so that's that relationship energy. Not just, you know, everybody goes right to the romantic relationship, but it's any 2 people coming together or multiple people coming together for something can be, oh gosh, business partnerships, boss, coworker, children, parents, you know, any kind of relationship energy, also, you know, mediation and things like that. Oh, and then the card of the day, that was the heart of the matter card, but the card of the day is the Emperor. And that structure with the 4, right? And the Emperor card, you know, we're talking about authority, taking charge. There's a lot of meanings of it, but what I'm getting with this combination now is a couple of different things. Like it could indicate a powerful relationship when you get these 2 cards together, right? Or, you know, again, not just romantic, it could be talking about a powerful partnership. So it could be, you know, in one of your, or you're starting a romantic or some kind of interpersonal relationship that's powerful, but it could also be in business. Maybe you need to see, you're starting a business or you're thinking about starting a business or you already have a business and you may need a partner and it should be a strong, strong person, you know, somebody that's, maybe already has a following if you're doing like YouTube, like we're doing, things like that, you know. Somebody that's really knowledgeable in the area that you're working in. It could also mean, here's another one. For some of you, this might mean that you need to take charge in a relationship. Yeah. So that's the cards and the numerology I got today.
Awesome.
Who's coming in the chat? Oh, there's Margaret in there now, too. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
I guess we should tell everybody the secret sauce. The secret sauce.
Ooh.
And how to get readings here and all that kind of, you know, fun stuff. First of all, I'm going to say grab us a cup of coffee, psychic.cafe/coffee. So that's our tip jar. You go over to our website, Psychic Cafe. And yeah, that's actually the website. For those of you that are new, it's www.psychic.cafe. Not a .com, not a .net, not a .org. It is .cafe. Yes, there's hundreds of extensions now. We were lucky enough to get psychic.cafe. It makes it real nice and short because it's also the name of the website. And just go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and you can send in $10, send in $15. Maybe you want to send us some love. You're enjoying the show. Maybe you come here and hang out with us every day because we're on nearly every day. I like to say every day, but I say nearly every day because, hey, things happen. You know, doctor appointments that you can't move that are at Showtime and all that kind of stuff. Of course, I do need to start doing some evening shows, Michelle. I may do that. Yeah. So, you know, next time that I can't do a show during the day, I got to remember that. You got to help me remember. Do one at 7 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, which would be what, 9 on the East Coast. I'm going to try that. But, you know, if you're, maybe you got a reading from us, maybe you learned something because, oh my God, dropping knowledge bombs all the time on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
I did an impromptu thing where I ended up going into the temperance card and talking about the temperance principle and the temperance path. And I totally didn't even plan to do that and went on for like 5-10 minutes about that. All kinds of stuff you learn on these shows. So if you're loving all that, send us some love, psychic.cafe/coffee. But also, it is the secret way that you can jump to the top of the list. And the same thing with the phone call. So if you're calling in today, we do have phone lines today because it's Michelle's show. During the week, I've been testing out being on YouTube only, but on the weekend shows, we still have the phone lines you can call in. And so no matter where you are in the caller queue or in the chat, you might have put your question in. It might be 10, 15 down. You know, not right now. We're just getting started. But later on in some of these shows, it gets really busy. That's the secret. You go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and let us know that you bought us a cup of coffee in the chat on YouTube. If you're not in there yet, just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live. That's good. Every day of the week, it'll take you right to the live, same bat time, same bat channel, psychic.cafe/live, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And so that would be 7 p.m. London time. You know, get into the chat there and say, hey, Dax, hey, Michelle, I just bought you guys a cup of coffee. And we will jump right to your question in chat or go right to your phone call. No waiting. Like, we have a topic today, by the way.
Yay!
I'm excited for that. And Michelle will tell you about that in a second. But just to finish up, we will stop whatever we're doing in the middle of a topic. Cards, numerology of the day, we'll skip that. We will go right to your call so you know we're going to get to your question, your call, question in chat, call with question, you know, on the phone lines. And we'll spend more time with you too. So we only have a couple minutes we can or less, you know, with each question. You know, we're just going to pull cards quick. Well, we'll spend more time and you can ask more than one question about, you know, a singular, let's say to one topic, but you can, normally we only let you ask one question. We might let you ask a follow-up question, something like that. We're going to take your call or your question in chat right away. You don't have to wait. Not only that, a lot of times we don't get to all the calls and questions. So that's the way you do it, is you send us a cup of coffee. So before we do go to calls and questions, Michelle, you wrote an article earlier this week.
I did, yes. Let's see here.
And, oh, by the way, while you're setting up, I'll just say, hey, you can go over to the blog on psychic.cafe and you can read Michelle's article. It's actually very helpful if you're like the kind of person that's not audio or visual centric, like videos, you learn better reading text. And also she has the spread in there and everything. The blog post is called Using a Spread for Both Tarot and Oracle Cards.
Yeah.
So just go to psychic.cafe/blog and you can click on that. Or if you're on the website, click blog in the navigation. So tell us about that, using a spread for both tarot and oracle cards.
And I actually just brought up that article
Because it helps, yeah.
It does. I'm the visual. I like to see what's in front of me.
Oh, and before we get into it, I already have a question. And my question is, so from just looking at the title and everything, and I read some of the article. I did not read the whole thing. I did not test out the spread. I didn't, you know, and I don't have a lot of Oracle decks. I mean, I've got Eternal Seeker from Pamela, you know, got Animal Tarot from Bernadette King.
You're right.
So looking at the title here, using a spread for both tarot and oracle cards. So are you talking about like using the same spread for both and what the difference is, or what do you mean by the article?
So I noticed I had a question come to me about, can you use oracle cards for a tarot spread? And of course you can, but a lot of people do not know that. They don't know that oracle can be read very similar to tarot. And so I wanted to show the differences and the similarities in using a tarot spread to do a reading using vice versa, either or. And so that's what the article is supposed to actually boil down to, is using, you can use either or. You can actually use them together. I do not always do that. It's fun.
Is that like you doing a tarot spread and then also doing an oracle spread? I know some people do a tarot spread and work mainly from the tarot, but they pull oracle cards as like adjuncts to the reading.
Right. So with this spread here, what I like to do, the situation at hand, I like to use the oracle deck. And that is the first question in the things around here.
Okay.
And so the situation at hand is the spell card, which is enchantment.
Alrighty.
So, which to me tells me the situation at hand would be, there is a problem with reaching out into the spiritual realm and being able to connect to your higher self. So the next question is, what are you using too much of? What energy, I guess, would you be using too much of? And so that's where I would go to the tarot. The tower. So you're using too much of your own chaos. You're using too much of your own destructional forces around you. You're holding that in. What are you not using enough of to balance that out? And that would be the Seven of Cups.
Ah.
So you're not using enough decision making. So you would want to bring that decision making up and start really making choices and decisions to start getting rid of this chaos. And then what advice does the universe above have for you? The Five of Wands. And everyone sees this as a destruction card, chaos. again, it is chaos, but it's also a learning opportunity. How can you learn to work around this? How can you learn to build when everything around you is falling apart? So seek what everyone else is not looking at, because they're looking at the destruction. You need to look at outside the box, and you need to look at what you can do to get out of this in particular struggle. And then what advice is from the earth below, which is the Nine of Cups? There is a lot of emotions and love to be learned. Stay grounded. Stay trusting in Mother Earth. Stay trusting in your own intuition and trust that every step you take forward is going to keep moving you into what it is you are looking to learn from your own self. And that is how I use both Oracle and Tarot to do one spread.
Very cool. So in the chat, people are talking about that. Hold on, I'm getting something in here. I just gave Jill her custom URL because she is a lifetime member. And members of the guild get their own URL to a custom URL to their profile on the website. So you can basically set up shop. You know, if you're new, brand new, you don't have a website yet, or you don't want to build one, don't have the time, don't have the money, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can set up shop at the Psychic Cafe. And so Jill's new URL is psychic.cafe/Jill. So you can go over and visit Jill on her profile.
Woo-hoo!
And what I was doing when you were finishing up there is I'm typing in the chat about our sale. Hey, everyone, check out our sale on the Lifetime Membership. And the sale page is psychic.cafe/sale. You'll also find it pinned to the feed, the stream that they call it on our community feed there. It's also under blog posts, and it's psychic.cafe/sale. Take you right over to that. And the membership is 75% off, and we've been doing that for the beginning of the year, but it's going away rapidly. So you want to get it quick. So instead of $297, it's $78 one-time payment for the rest of your life. So it's like getting your own website for $78. Can you imagine that? People spend hundreds, if not thousands, for a website to be built if they can't build it themselves or don't have the time or don't have the inclination to learn. And, you know, they have all these website builders out there, but let me tell you, there's still a learning curve, you know? And then you have to have hosting, you know? At least $10 a month, if not more. If you're on one of these other platforms, what are the other things like? I can't think of it off the top of my head. Some of these other, you know, selling platforms where you build a website and, God, my mind is just like totally blanking right now for some reason. I can't.
Patreon? No, not Patreon.
No, help me out in the chat if you guys can think of, you know, Shopify is an example. Then Wix is really popular, you know, and they build themselves as you can build your own website. And you can, you know, but there's still a learning curve. There's some things you can't do on those platforms that because I like to use WordPress because I can do everything and anything I want in the background where you don't have access to the code, like, you know. Plus, they're more expensive per month. You know, you can get really good hosting for WordPress for $10 a month, but that's $120 a year, each year, you know? And so here you can spend $78 and you get custom pages, custom profile, URL. You can put your buy buttons. You can put your bio. You can, you get your own blog on the website and you're paid up for life. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Also to make it even easier, right under the buy button on the sale page, psychic.cafe/sale, there's a button that you can hit, you know, and pay the $78. But under that is a sentence talking about breaking it up into payments. And there's a link and you click that link and you'll pay $39 now and a month later, $39. So it makes it even easier. It's the same amount, $78. But I broke it up into two payments for you. So $39 gets you started. And then next month you pay $39. And, you know, you have a place on Psychic Cafe right over. I got to remember, it's not over here anymore where it was for years. I have it over here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get on the cafe for life. And that's going away, folks. We're going to have a subscription. It's going to be, you know, at least the lower levels are going to be cheaper than hosting on WordPress, you know, where you can get, you know, still get a custom URL and stuff like that. But it's going to a monthly, yeah, to, you know, you want to grab this while it's still around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's going on in chat. Jill said Pantheon. I think she meant the one you said, the Patreon.
Yeah.
See, I don't like using Patreon. I'm going to tell you why. Unlike other platforms where you would spend a monthly fee to get onto, they're not promoting you. I mean, you still have to do all your own promotion on your YouTube channel or wherever you create content and send people to the Patreon website so they can join, you know, your membership, pay a monthly fee, which they take a percentage of, plus the processing fees, which no one can get away from, right?
Right.
Whereas you could build your own website on WordPress and do the exact same thing, or you could do the exact same thing on Psychic Cafe and not have any fees and not have to pay anybody anything.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You have a donate button just like on Patreon, you know, and they, you get the 100% of the profit minus the processing fees. You don't have to, you know, you can set up a Square account or PayPal or something like that, or use Venmo or whatever. You can even here's something a lot of people haven't thought of. I know mostly we do open groups on Psychic Cafe. Like your group is Mystic Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And all your shows are on there, and then other content, teaching moments you do, posts, pictures, videos, anything like that that you want to put out. But here's something: you can create a group on Psychic Cafe, and you can click the button in the controls and make it private, invite only. So you can make a private group just for your Patreon members.
Right.
Only it's not Patreon. It's your group on, like, I do the right side, Psychic Cafe.
Psychic Cafe.
And then you just charge them through your PayPal account or your Square account, Stripe. Maybe you've got, I don't know, Venmo or Apple Wallet or. You could use Messenger. If they're in the United States, just say, hey, you know, connect with me on Facebook, on Messenger, and you know, send me whatever the fee is. Of course, if you want to do if you want to do monthly fees, you know, you set up a recurring payment on, I use Square. I prefer Square than PayPal these days, but I use PayPal for, you know, a decade and a half. So, you know, I still say you can use PayPal and set up a subscription, and you just give them the link and they go there and they set up the subscription and then you give them access to the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole idea of Psychic Cafe. We're also going to be doing, stores, which, you know, can cost hundreds of dollars a month to set up your own, like, store where you can sell digital and physical products and things like that. We're going to have stores for each of our members.
Yep.
You know, that might be at a different level, like the pro level, you know, we're
going to have
different levels, you know, and you can do, yeah, you can do courses. We're thinking of either, you know, right now I'm doing my course on a private group. That's a way, that's another thing you can do.
Yep.
If you want to sell your course, set up a private group on Psychic Cafe, make it private. And then when they buy the course, you give them access, you have everything. Like you can post, individual videos, which will show up under the video button. That's how I do it. And the videos are the modules from your course. And everybody, because there's on the group, there's a stream, you know, you can do status updates. So you can do posts and you can respond to each other's posts. People can ask questions about the course. People in the course can answer. You can answer. And you just give access to the private group to the people that, that pay for your course. And voila, you don't have to pay anything extra, pay for another platform to do a course. Now, there are add-ons that we can add on to Psychic Cafe to make the, I don't know how to say it, Michelle, but like the presentation of the course more dynamic, you know, actual course software. But if we all bought those individually, it would cost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it really would.
We're a co-op for psychic practitioners and teachers. So here on Psychic Cafe, you know, we can pool our resources and get that software in the future if we want to use it and add it on. Meanwhile, you know, you can do your course through a private group on Psychic Cafe.
That's right.
And with the lifetime membership, you sign up, you're a lifetime member, and you don't pay anything else after that. I mean, it's incredible, you know. It's like I wish I was starting out in tarot and starting my first course and everything like that right now and had a platform like Psychic Cafe to be on. It's just phenomenal what you can do. Plus, we're like a family and we can promote each other. We get on these shows and we're promoting each other's, you know, courses and products. Maybe you have a book or deck out or something like that. Yeah. So that's what the Psychic Cafe is all about there. So
yeah, this has been phenomenal for me, finding the Tarot Guild, getting certified, getting onto the Psychic Cafe. It's all been amazing and awesome. Yeah.
And, you know, all this business stuff works together, right?
Yep.
And part of it is a lot of people want to do a radio show, a podcast, they want to do YouTube, but there's a learning curve and you have to do all that stuff on your own. But here at Psychic Cafe, you can join the Psychic Talk Network and you can come on like Michelle did really easily, you know, like slowly get your feet wet, come on, like you could come on one of the weekly shows during the each day during the week and come on with me and, you know, some other hosts like Michelle and Ellie and people, Pamela, people that are, you know, experts at this. And you can come on as a guest co-host and get your feet wet, you know, and you get all that as a member of the guild or a lifetime member. Now, then you can step up to a custom show like Michelle did doing this show, for instance, Michelle's Mystic Corner. So you have, you know, your own custom show name. So it's like having your own podcast, your own YouTube channel, only we're doing it all together in a co-op on the Psychic Talk channel.
Yeah.
That way, you know, there's more likelihood you're going to get seen. And you don't have to go through the learning curve because we help you through all that. And so you can do a show once a month, a custom show once a month, and still come on, you know, weekly during the week. You can do a custom show twice a month like Michelle does, the second and fourth Saturdays. And you can also do a weekly show, you know, like Catherine Hahn on Fridays with Compassionate Light, her custom show, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs on Mondays. So, yeah, you know, it's a whole package deal that you're getting here. And right now it's lifetime. You know, you pay once, you're paid up for life. We can't afford, because it's so much work, we can't afford to keep doing it, you know, so we have to go to a subscription model to have regular income coming in to pay for all this. So the people after all of you are going to be paying for this. Okay. Meanwhile, you can get in with the lifetime membership starting as low as $39, you know, so it's just a no-brainer. If you're a spiritual practitioner, psychic practitioner, psychic medium, tarot reader, numerologist, astrologer, Reiki master, crystal keeper, I don't care what you're doing. You know, you can have a home on Psychic Cafe. So let's see what's going on in the chat, shall we? Who else came in? I know Astrid came in, Debbie came in. I said hello to them while you were giving your presentation on the threads. Jill came in, Meta Cafe. Of course, we know that because I announced her brand new, you know, psychic.cafe/Jill custom URL that we just made. Elaine is in there. And let's see, how about the phone lines? Okay, it's really quiet on the phone lines. We have one caller called in, but they're just listening. This is the deal. If you call in 714-816-4628, press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That lets us know you want to be live on air. If you don't press 1, we're just going to assume that you're listening to the show and don't want to be disturbed. You don't want to be on air with us. And that's perfectly fine. We have 50 caller lines. If you just want to call in and hang out with us and listen, that's fine. 714-816-4628. Just call in. But if you want to be live on air with us, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air, 714-816-4628. And then in the chat, if you want a message from the universe, just say, hey, Michelle and Dax, please pull a card for me. If you have a specific question, just type it in. You don't have to ask, like I see some people in there, can I ask a question? You don't have to ask a question. You just put the question in, okay? So if you want a message from the universe, hey, could I have a message from my spirit guides? Could I have a message from the universe? However you want to word it. If you have a very, very specific question, and that's what I prefer, I'll be honest, I prefer specific questions. They can even be yes, no. Pop them in or timing questions. You know, we're not afraid like other readers to do timing questions, to do yes, no questions. Go ahead and pop them in the chat, and we take them in the order that they pop in the chat there. Okay. Oh, Michelle, we do have a phone call now with their hand raised. You want to go do that first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see who's on the line. It's area code 617. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Viviani. I was in the chat.
Oh, Viviani, that's the one I always call Debbie.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you doing?
I have a question. I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Good. Thanks for calling in. Nice to hear your voice finally.
Okay. I have a specific question. Yeah.
We're waiting.
So,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. There is a guy named as Ube. Like, he has been pursuing me for a month now. I have been ignoring. And now, like, I think I started talking to him like 2 days back, and we were about to meet today, but I didn't hear anything from him. That's fine, but I don't understand, like, what's the purpose of this? Like, why he is here in my life, like, when I don't want anyone? Like, is he a lesson?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, can there be any future for us?
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, why do you pursue someone for months and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's really weird. That's really weird. I'm trying to figure out what happened there. But when I, first of all, I asked it, you know, is there a potential future? And I got 3 out of 5 yeses. So that's a maybe. Now, I did get the Ace of Cups, which is a no, but a lot of times you can take aces as a yes. So it's really four or three yeses, you know, so it's definitely leaning yes. Okay. And the Ace of Cups would suggest a new romantic possibility. Okay.
With him or like with someone else?
I was asking the question from what you were saying and asking, which was this particular person. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what you were asking, you know, and I don't know what's going on here. I got the Four of Cups. Okay. And, this person is, you know, not happy with a situation. There's like 3 cups in front of them that they're staring at. They got their arms crossed, their legs crossed. They're not happy with these choices. It's cups, so it's emotions. Another opportunity is being, you know, offered to the right here, coming out of a cloud, this other cup, but this person's not aware of this. I don't know if this would fit the way you're reacting to this, you know, but it could also be them. I don't know for sure. It seems like it's more you. It's the central focus card too. It's basically the focus of the whole reading is surrounding this card where, you know, it's basically what you're expressing to us, kind of like a little bit of frustration, you know, not happy with the situation. But it's a time of change. I got the Death card. So one door closes, another door opens. It's definitely something is shifting here. But later on in the spread going into the future, the near future, I get the Chariot card, which is victory, you know, and we mentioned that during the card of the day today. I was talking about the 7 energy, the Seeker, and then the Knight of Cups, another great card for relationships, right? And that's in the near future. It could be a message about this coming through. Maybe he gets back in contact with you. But it's in the near future, moving forward with this, I feel like what it is, I don't know. I feel like you need to get past this Four of Cups energy. You need to get past the disappointment, the frustration, and move forward with it. Because it does look like a possibility. You know, we got the Ace of Cups showing up. We've got the Knight of Cups. I don't really have any negative cards. Some people, you know, they take the Death card as a negative card. I don't. It's transition, you know. Let's see what Michelle's getting in her cards. And maybe between what I'm seeing and what she's seeing, maybe we'll get a more clear picture here. What about you, Michelle?
Well, I have a pretty good spread here. I got the Four of Pentacles with...
Another
I feel
four.
Like you've been really focusing inward on yourself. And then we got the King of Wands. And I'm wondering, you know, what made him go away? Was it, maybe it was something he needed to do for himself. Maybe he needed to get some inner strength. And then I got the four of, woo, and as it tries to run away, I got the four of swords.
What falls will come, what falls will come.
Take some time to really think about what it is you may or may not want. What you said you don't want a relationship, but I got the Ace of Pentacles. And there's roots, and it's time for something new. And then here you go, Dax. I got the Four of Cups.
And oh wow, you got it too.
You can, yeah, and you can see she's not happy, but she is holding on to that other cup, that other bowl, because maybe there is something there with this gentleman, and she is just procrastinating, even though the Ace says it's time to maybe start with those roots. And even if this Abed is not the one, it might be time to start putting yourself out there and be prepared.
Okay.
So that's what I see.
Awesome. Well, I hope that helped you out, Viviani. I don't know. It was a little muddled there.
Yeah. A little bit.
I'm pulling cards and I'm like trying to get I don't know. I'm having trouble with my camera. I don't know why it won't stay on. This happened twice now when I turned off my camera so you could show your cards and stuff, and then I try to come back and it pops on then pops back off. Anyway, So thanks for calling in, though. It was great to hear your voice, get to actually talk with you. And, you know, I love when sometimes our regulars can't call in, you know, but it was really cool.
Yes.
So enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope you call back. Let us know if, you know, he does get in contact with you, or maybe you're the one that needs to reach out on that. I don't know. But keep us in the loop, at least in the chat, because, you know, we see her in the chat quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dan was asking, do I get a custom URL? Yes. I haven't made yours yet, Dan, because I don't know. It's called a custom URL, and so I don't know what you want. I was just going to make one up, psychic.cafe/Dan, but I wanted to ask you if you wanted something different. Okay, and then Jill's the psychic. .cafe/Jill. Yes. And he's asking Ritu, did you post your question? Because Ritu was in first. But I tell you what I'm going to do here, Michelle. Let's do a lightning round through the chat questions. And so let's do it together. And we'll leave our cameras on for the whole thing. Okay. And we'll just go through this really quickly. I pulled cards for two already. Melissa popped in. Hi, Melissa. She popped in a little while back and said, listen to him. You have been right. And I'm like, huh? It's like, what was she talking about? Maybe it was what we were talking to Viviani about? I don't know. So the first question was from Margaret.
Margaret, yeah.
Will I get a good job in April? Hey, you know, it looks good to me. The first card and... you know, King of Pentacles right away. It looks, yeah, that's your answer. And this is the guy. There's like someone that is in a really good position that is either going to help you or actually be your boss and give you the job. This is the caveat that the tarot says. Five of Pentacles, feeling out in the cold. Again, Pentacles. And then the Eight of Cups, okay? So what that tells me is that that's how you feel right now about not having a job yet. And like we always say on these shows, you got to let go of that emotional baggage. Like here in the Eight of Cups, let go of the emotional baggage so you can move onward and upward. Eight is abundance and prosperity. And this is giving you a clue about that, you know, that the way forward is not focusing on the past and the current situation even, but focusing on how you want it to be. The other one that I pulled cards on was from, I think it was Astrid, was like, I'd like to know if the nature school I am setting up for children will be successful at the place we are now. Now, that is a very interesting question, Michelle.
That is.
And I got, and it's like a school, and, you know, I got the Hierophant, which is like, can represent that, you know,
mm-hmm.
education. And it's also, you know, a foundational card. And it's about foundations, you know, structure, having things set up, you know, and it looks really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the thing I got, though. I pulled a couple cards just to clarify, Astrid. And so I got the Three of Pentacles. So, yeah, this is a project that you're all working on. And to make it successful and for it to be successful at the location you're at now, you guys have to build that location. You guys have to work on it together. And then I get the Hanged Man, which sometimes means a delay. I mean, it could here, but that's not what I'm feeling. What I'm feeling is that you need a new perspective. So if you're having an issue with the place you're at now, the Hanged Man hangs himself upside down so he can get 180-degree different view from the rest of us. He is looking for a different perspective. It's the thinking outside the box card. You should do this as a group with this Three of Pentacles. It's suggesting that you guys work on all this together. What did you see next in chat? You want to do the next one or two? Michelle's looking. Oh, by the way, while you're looking, Jill had said, you know, during you were talking about the Oracle and the Tarot reading for a spread, and she said, I will use several decks in one reading, Oracle, Tarot, Shaman, Twin Flame, and depending on what the question is and what spirit and higher power guides me to use, plus a few others. Yeah. See, now me, I get energetically and more importantly, mentally confused when I try to use multiple decks. So I never use multiple decks, and I don't even give people an option. I mean, some people do readings in person, and they bring with them, they have like, you know, 10 decks, and, you know, which one speaks to you? Oh, the animal one. Okay. Oh, I want the teddy bear deck, you know, whatever. You know, the forest deck. Is there a forest deck? There should be if there is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't do that. You know, I get my energy working with a specific deck, and I just use, and this is the one I use during the shows, and that's all I use all the time. I don't even though I have some of my favorite decks or, you know, Ciro Marchetti decks, I only rarely bring them out when I'm doing a reading in person. I mean, you can show cards on video conferencing, right? But I use those in person. Whereas on video calls, I mean, I just use the Waite Smith the entire time. I love this, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's how I work. Oh, what did you find in chat? Did any other questions?
So Lola said, my question is about my ex. The situation is not good. Is there any potential future?
Hmm.
So, we got the Four of Wands. Could be a potential future if you are both able to work together. But what I'm also seeing is there is the Fool card. You need to start a journey of your own whether that is with or without him, that is a decision you need to make. But you still have to decision based on educational resources that you have around you. The next card I have is the Page of Pentacles. But he's facing away from you. And so where is his attention? If you want this relationship to work, you need to pull his attention. He needs to pull his attention back to you so that you two can work together as a team. Otherwise, it's not necessarily going to work out. I can't say yes or no because that's not, I can't necessarily see into the future, but I can say if you work together, there's a very good chance you will not be alone on this next part of your journey.
Interesting.
So I hope that helps you.
Yes, yes. Kier had a question in the chat, and I asked them to, they had it like in all caps. And so I want to ask everybody, please, in the chat, don't put all caps, okay? We will get to your question. We take them in the order that they show up on the studio feed, not what.
Right.
Remember, what you're seeing in your chat is not necessarily what we're seeing. We take them in our order. So go ahead and repost yours. Fab just asked about asking a question. Again, you don't have to ask a question. You just go ahead and put it in. Let me put in, and Lola just came in. Hi, Lola. I'm going to put in the phone number. Oh, hold on. I'm having issues here. Typing all this stuff's not working right. 714-816-4628. The phone lines are wide open, and we will, if you call in, we'll take your question right away via phone. But if you don't call in, we take the questions in the chat in the order that they came in. Let me scroll back. What was the last person?
See,
Lola has a question.
Kirstana?
Yeah, see, I had to go back down and do those posts and answer things and so forth, and now I lost track of where we were. Now I'm trying to scroll back up and see if we
here. Can you repost your question? And then she reposted
but there was one. I understand, but there's one before that. There's one before that, Lola's. But my question is there a question before Lola's? Because I can't even find it now. I don't know. I'm searching through the chat here, and I'm not seeing it. So you know what? I'm just going to go with Lola's.
Oh.
A question. Was it Lola that you answered? A question?
Yeah, I answered Lola. Patty said just a reading.
Okay, well, I don't see that one. I see Astrid.
That's above Lola.
Above Lola. Okay, so maybe we missed that one. What's her name?
Patty D.
Okay, I do not see a Patty D at all. I see Elaine, Dan, Metacrazy, then Lola's. Where's Patty D? Okay, now I found it. Man, that one... is really hiding.
Yeah.
That's what I mean about this chat. It's really, you know, so easy to miss stuff. I don't know what she means by just a reading, but I'm assuming like a message from the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So what does she need to know now? Okay. Oh, okay. So I don't know, Patty, if you already have a business or are an independent contractor, a gig worker, what's some of those websites people go on, and, you know, like Fiverr and stuff like that, where they, you know, do different, they have different skills and they do different work for people, you know. I'm trying to remember what they call that when you are a, you know, like a contractor, but there's a name for it when you don't, when you're not an employee of a business, and, you know, when people hire you, and then that's,
yeah, an independent contractor.
Word. Yeah, but there's a word for it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm sorry, but yeah. So,
you can't remember.
It's actually the name of one of the websites is thatword.com. And man, if I just cannot think of it right now off the top of my head, hopefully Dan or somebody, oh, Floor's in there now. Hopefully we'll pop that question in. I mean, sorry, that will let us know, you know, what the heck we're trying to frickin' remember here. You know, I wish I could remember what that was, because it explains what I'm trying to say a lot better than contractor, you know.
Right.
What is that word when you are like a contractor, but you are doing custom work? And I can't remember what the name. Oh, man, it's so frustrating when you can't remember stuff. So this is what's coming up in the cards, though, for you. You know, and I don't know if you already are doing this, but if you're not, that's the message. That's what's coming through in the cards, okay? So Ace of Pentacles, the opportunity to start a new project, a new business, and it's a solopreneur kind of thing. It's something where you are the boss. You're running your own business, okay? But you got to go outside of your comfort zone in order for this to happen. And that may be why this message is coming through, that you need the nudging to go forward. Okay. Page of Cups shows up here, and the Queen of Wands, you're the Queen of Wands, you know, you got that independent streak. And the last card I pulled was the Nine of Pentacles, the entrepreneur, the self-made woman. Okay. So that's what's coming through, that there's this opportunity. I don't know if you've seen it yet or even if you're working on it, but the universe is saying, you know, this is something you should be doing. If you work for other people, you need to do this. Yeah, I'm not saying quit your job, you know, and start something. I'm saying that this is something you want to start working on, build up to the point where, you know, you could be doing something that's emotionally fulfilling as well as financially fulfilling, and you don't have to work for other people. And that's the message coming through. What was next? I think Astrid had a question. Margaret kept asking, can I ask a question? But like, did we already, oh wait, I think I already answered that one about her getting a job in April.
Right.
Yeah, we did that. Okay, so what's the one we're missing? No, we did do Astrid's, never mind.
Right, no, I don't.
I'm sorry, I'm getting lost in the chat today. I don't have – see, I forgot to set up my system. Remember I said I was going to have a system where the chat on – like to type, I was going to use – I have my own personal account, you know, Dax on YouTube, and I was going to use that to type, and then I was going to leave the chat scrolled to where I was so I can – you know, and I forgot to set that up today. There's so many things to set up for each show. It is so frustrating, you know, to remember all this shit. It is. Did you find the next one? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Lola,
I'm seeing Lola. You answered Lola's.
Let me scroll up. Yeah.
Okay. What was the one? You had Fab. Yeah, but Kier was before Fab. Do you have Fab's question? And then hold on, let me find Kier's. I'll do Kier's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me do Kier's right now, because Kier was actually before Fab, but we
had
to
delete
their question. And then you got Fab's question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys, that this is really confusing, but we gotta do a show where we only take phone calls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have this problem, you know. And by the way, speaking of that, for some reason, this is weird. We're on a Saturday. We're on Blog Talk. And, you know, we haven't had the phone lines all week because we're testing out just being in YouTube in the chat. And now we do have the phone lines and no one's calling in. It is just, you know, everybody's just in the chat. So I'm just going to say one more time, 714-816-4628. We will jump to you right now if you call in. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. So Keir asked about in the month of December, my MBAs took place. Can you tell me if I can get or expect good results? You took your MBA exams in December and you still don't know? Why does that take so long? That is just bizarre. Very strange, very strange. Well, Five of Cups, you know, that's how he's feeling right now. He's unsure of himself or her. Is it her or him? I don't know. And it's like, you know, Keir might be female, Keirthana. And, you know, not it's the not knowing. It's not the not knowing. And then the Four of Swords shows up. You know, and that's like, okay, the exams are done. You know, it's the rest after. It's like taking a break kind of thing. King of Cups shows up. Not really entirely sure why there. Two of Pentacles. Yeah, I'm looking for an answer. And I'm not getting an answer on this. I'm just getting some bizarre information. Nine of Cups. Okay, wish come true. All right. So when I take a look at it, this is the thing. Nine is typically no. However, when it's the Nine of Cups, that could go either way. Okay, so that is a potential yes. Two of Pentacles, Four of Swords, those are yeses. I'm getting two or three yeses. Okay, I'm thinking, and then when you end up with the wish come true card, the Nine of Cups, we gotta say that it's leaning yes. It's leaning yes. When the information comes through for your exams and you get the results, it looks like it's going to be really positive here. Now, I don't know. The Two of Pentacles suggests balancing. You know, that's typically like, I don't know how to describe this. It's like it looks like it's going to come through positive, you know, Michelle, but like, it's almost like, but there's still a lot of work and balancing going on here. So the central focus card though is this King of Cups. And I think what that's talking about here is that, and how you say the full name, Keirthana, that's what it was. Keir, it looks like the message from the cards is you got all this unsurety. Is that a word?
Maybe.
Unsure. You're unsure, you know, so unsurety. You're like surrounded, just like the King of Cups with the water crashing around him and everything. You know, you're unsure. Things are up in the air. And with the Two of Cups, you know, got that balancing thing. I don't know if it's because you're having trouble financially balancing things right now, or if it's just saying that there's going to be more to it. Once you do see that you've passed the MBA, there's still a lot of work to be done, and you got to be balancing things. But the main focus is this King of Cups. Cups are emotions. The King is the penultimate of the suit. So, you know, he's got full control over his emotions, and that's why he's sitting on a stone throne, whereas everything around him is crashing and waves crashing and the ocean, you know, tossing up ships and sea creatures and, oh, my God, all this chaos around him. But he – and by the way, it is a five-day chaos energy. And the King of Cups is securely – on that throne. And so emotionally a rock, think of it like that. So it's suggesting, you know, that's how you need to be right now. Okay. And also, even after everything comes through, you know, the results, and you find out that things turned out, you know, great with your exams, it's not over. It's never over. You know, there's still a struggle with that Two of Pentacles. Oh, gosh. So I hope that helps you out. You know, it's basically focusing on keeping calm through the whole thing, and you'll get through it. You'll get through it, Kirthana. What was after? Oh, Rudra is here. Or that's how I say the
right.
Rudra Prasad. See, I need to hear it said, and then I can say it. You know, so I need to in a what do you call it? A program that tells you.
Yes.
A pronunciation one. So, oh, and Lisa's in there. What's next? I'm lost here. Foggy's now in.
Fog.
Fob,
I answered, or I drew cards for Fob's question. Okay. Fob asked, should I expect good or bad results from nurse exam? The first one I got is the Hanged Man, and which tells me you are looking at this from one perspective, and that perspective is the Nine of Swords, which is this perspective of completely overthinking and letting your thoughts run away with your imagination. And what you really need to be doing is the Three of Wands. Now is the time to just do something for you, relax, because I also drew Wisdom, which is also the Hierophant card. And your grade is going to depend on how much wisdom, how much learning you put inside of you. And how much of that you put of your passion for that learning into that exam. And when you're really overthinking it, you're focusing so much on the fear and the negative that you can't see the positive side. And so if you take time to rest, okay, and just trust in yourself, trust that you're going to get that good score, then what is a good score to you?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, think about that. What is a good or a bad score? You know, maybe hope for the best, expect the worst, and it's going to fall somewhere in the middle.
Oh, that makes sense. Good. And we got a phone call coming in. Oh, by the way, while you were giving that mini reading there, I looked it up. It's Rude Rapprasad.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Rude Rapprasad.
Rude Rapprasad or Rude Rapprasad. Rude Rapprasad. Rude Rapprasad. Rude Rapprasad. Say that 18 times fast. Rude Rapprasad. Rude
Rapprasad.
Yes. And by the way, they say... greetings from India. Love from India. Yay. Thank you. Yeah. And let's see. We're going to go. I think there's another question maybe from Lisa in there. Anybody else has questions, you know, you don't have to ask. Just pop them in the chat there. Fab says, thank you. I'm hoping for the best. Michelle.
Nice. Good.
I popped this in earlier, but let me pop it in again. psychic.cafe/coffee if you want to send us some love. That's how you folks send us some love. And by the way, if in chat you let us know, we will take your question first if you go and grab us a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee. We do have someone on the phone line. It's going to go there. Rud
Rapisad.
Rud Rapisad. Rud Rapisad. Yes. And he's one of our regulars, so we got to learn how to say that.
Yes.
Or I'm just going to start saying Rud. Rud Rapisad. Anyway, there we go. He's probably excited that we now can pronounce his name. Anyway, area code 352. Speaking of names, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 352.
Florida. It's Metacrazy. It's Jill. How are you?
Oh, Jill. Hi.
Jill, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I wanted to add on to your reading since I was a nurse. The young lady just waiting for her results and stuff like that. Well, it's very tedious and time-breaking, and you will rethink and unrethink those questions. And, you know, if the negative does happen, just know you can do it again, and we have the ability of over-processing things that we have learned. Do not give up if there's a negative outcome in that. Because of nursing and the way things change and stuff like that, those answers, and they also made it where you had to check all that apply, so you can miss one number, and you can literally fail by one point. So please don't give up. Anybody who has that spiritual calling to be a nurse, if that test does not come back right, do not give up. It just, it's another way to think positive, and you just didn't get it right, and go forward. Don't let it, it's very deterring as a nurse. I know. So I just wanted to give that little thing. It's pretty funny on the phone when it happened. But actually, I was thinking about doing a read for the Psychic Cafe. How is the Psychic Cafe going to do in the near future? Yeah. Why don't we invest in ourselves for a minute? Since, you know, I'm so glad I found you guys, and we're all kind of going on the bottom floor. Let's see what our future is as a collective that we started. Because you know what? Let's see what the guys are going to tell us for all of us. It might promote us as well.
Yeah, and we are only just, like you said, bottom floor. We are like, everybody getting in now is getting in on the bottom floor of something that could potentially be really big.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So let's trust into the cards and our spirits, man. This is a test right here.
I know.
Because I personally think we're going to be really good, personally.
Ah. So, Jill, are you pulling cards?
Nope. That's, I'm more of a psychic than I am a reader.
Well, you could still tell us psychically what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think I believe we are going to have a huge following within 6 months.
6 months. Oh, okay. That is hilarious. I'm laying down cards, and then I'm laying down my timing card, and Jill says six. And look, I got the six of swords. So exact timing. And, you know, look, slow, steady progress towards that goal. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, that's what it's all about. So what I was getting is, okay, the universe is saying – we should do more focus on psychic because we're Psychic Cafe. And,
correct.
And so, you know, that we need to get in psychic development. We need to get in psychic mediumship.
Spiritualization. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you are. So we all are. The tarot card is like Dumbo's feather, you know. It's a crutch to teach us and this is the bottom floor, and we all do
it
together.
I love doing the tarot, you know, and
me too.
You know, 20 years ago, one of our hosts said, you know, you don't need the cards anymore. I said, yeah, I don't, but actually, my clients really like the cards, and so
I use it for affirmations.
Everybody's different, and everybody, you know, should do what they're called to. I do actually a combination, and so does. I keep pointing up because Michelle's above me, whereas she's next.
Right.
Sorry about that, folks on watching. You know, but I'm so used to it. We're in the. So okay, so these are the different things coming in here. And Michelle does also do numerology and tarot. And
I do pendulum.
You know, I
want,
I want to get rid of this. It just keeps coming back, you know. And we do a lot of tarot and numerology because we are the Tarot Guild. But now we're opening the guild up to everything, especially because if our new community site is not called Tarot Cafe, it's called Psychic Cafe. I know some people would have preferred us to have called it Tarot Cafe and stuck
with
the
tarot. Basically, all divination. You know, it all comes down to divination.
I wanted to open it up, you know, to a lot of different other modalities, give people the opportunity. And the general public lumps it all together. It doesn't matter if you're doing astrology or numerology, if you're mm-hmm. doing tarot, medium or a channel, it does not matter. The general public thinks it's psychic. They like that. I hate the term. They love the term. So I've gotten mm-hmm. to learn the term,
yeah.
you know. So
oh, there's
what,
so many
the,
terms that go with it, too, you know.
So what I'm getting
so many
from
words,
the universe,
word psychic anyway. Uh-huh.
Right. So on this question, what I'm getting from the universe is it's saying that, you know, we do a lot of tarot and numerology, and it's suggesting, again, to bring in the other psychic stuff, do a little more psychic development. I've actually been thinking mm-hmm. about this because I want to do some guided visualization and NLP techniques. When I say guided,
yep.
when I do guided visualization,
mm-hmm.
okay, when I do guided visualization, it's my co-word for, actually we're doing trance, hypnosis, and NLP techniques and other things, EFT, in a program to help people become better readers. So that is part of the psychic development thing that I have for the future, but then I also want a lot of our members to come in with their own workshops, courses, classes, you know, in this area. Next, I get the world card,
awesome.
And that's obvious, you know, the World Wide Web, and that's what we're
exactly.
doing. We're Psychic Cafe on the World Wide Web. We're on YouTube. We're on blogtalkradio.com. We're on everywhere. And also, the whole world is open up to us. I think what the universe is trying to tell us there is that it's, you know, the whole world is our oyster, and that we shouldn't be too worried about, you know, whatever already exists, say, on YouTube or online or what have you. There's a whole huge untapped market across the whole world.
Yeah, correct. I totally agree with that.
to give people a home on Psychic Cafe, you know, both our clients or potential clients, listeners, viewers, people that, you know, want to hang out and talk about these topics, and also the professionals, I think. And then got the Nine of Cups again, wish come true. I love it. And I had already showed you guys the swords. That's the other card I got. You know, 6-month time
yeah.
frame, hopefully we'll be like well developed and into this. You know, there's, you know, we're only just starting out the Psychic Cafe website. There's a lot of, you know, behind the scenes technical development that I'm doing that needs to, and that's going to take months. And, you know, one thing I would like to do is, for instance, I'd like to have a page on the website for each of the tarot cards, because that really helps search engine optimization, because, you know, people are searching for answers. And I think, you know, you go out on the web and there's what? I'm hearing background noise. So out on the web, you know, you might hear, you know, you might see, say you do a search for, you know, keywords for a certain card, and there's all these websites, right? You know, but it's all like, this is how I'm thinking. It's all like all these different individuals that have their own blog or website and their idea. Whereas what we could do is we could get all of us together to research and pool also that research with our ideas and have it like all, like encyclopedia level for each card, you know, as an example. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would love to.
What are you getting, Michelle?
What? I'm going to give you guys a – oh, sorry, Michelle. Go ahead.
So I got the Emperor. So I see where we need to stay very disciplined and on top of the cafe, keeping it, you know, going and keeping it clean and, you know,
keep it current. Mm-hmm.
Because if we keep putting into it, it's going to grow. But we got to keep our emotions in check. I like this card because, so the second card was the Seven of Pentacles. I'm so sorry. And then the Page of Cups. And I like this card because even though it's a cup card, this one, don't put all of your hopes and dreams into something that's not going to pan out. Plan for things that are going to work. And then as for a timing card, I got the Six. The Lovers card.
Man.
Oh, you got... That is unreal.
Yeah.
Told you I was psychic.
Yep. So.
Great.
I have a very interesting thing I'd like to propose to you guys. Not only do I do the tarot reads and all this other stuff, but I actually integrate AI, which is electromagnetic pulses with a ghost box, and then I use Google AI to get the messages from, the web, and goes based upon our own individual, what we look up, and it actually helps assist me in things of the nature of what's going on in the world with the volcanoes and stuff like that that I predicted months before that happened, even the ancient one that came out of the Pacific. There is no one that does that, so I would like to be able to teach that. If that would be okay with you guys, that'd be awesome.
Yes. Anything interesting like that, you know, God, the more crazy out there, different stuff.
Why do you think my name is instead of crazy?
Well, yeah.
Metaphysically crazy. That's why I did it. Metaphysical crazy.
You know, it can be our crazy cafe. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
We'll get everybody
right?
in.
but you know, if not too many or no one else is doing it, you know, that is so unique and great doing it that way. And, you know, AI, because the World Wide Web and how it surrounds the entire planet. And we tend not to think in these terms, Michelle, but think about it. You got this web across the entire world. We separate, you know, what we do with the psychic stuff and everything. Oh, that's different because this is electronic and it's digital and it's, you know, artificial intelligence and it is information on the web and all. And we put that in a box.
Right.
You know, but in reality, I think what's going to eventually happen is I think that there's more connection with energy and in an individual places around the globe, consciousness and that information and various energies interacting with the web and eventually AI, that eventually you're just going to be able to ask the internet and it'll give you information. And I don't.
That's actually what
I'm
in the process of doing.
Yeah, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about. And I know there's a lot of people out there that might be getting confused right now. So let me clarify. I'm not talking about already does. You can already Google anything, and all that is doing is searching all of the pages across the web and feeding you the millions of pages that have information on that specific topic. That's like opening an encyclopedia, although you can do bibliomancy. But what I'm talking about is something completely different where you're going to be able to ask on the internet, and you're going to be getting prescient information. You're going to be getting information that is not typed out, recorded on the web, but rather because of consciousness and because of energies in different centers.
That's
all
what
around
EMPs
the world.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, it's going to be amazing the kind of information you're going to be able to get. Anyway, we're running out of time. We got to get out of here. It's like 12:30 already. And
oh wow,
an hour and a half in, we're like way past it. We got we're way past.
Thank
what
you
I,
guys.
I wanted to keep it to an hour.
Thank
you know.
You.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jill. Call back again. We want to hear you on the shows. We have to get Jill to come on if she wants to hang out with us and maybe you know do psychic readings for people. Got another phone call on here, and but I already pulled cards for questions. Rapidly things going on in the chat. Joe Beth came in, Crystal came in, Lisa came in. Lisa was asking about her ex coming back. I'd love to hear from him and see him. I've not seen him in 2 years. He left me for his ex after we were together 2 years. See, you know, again, maybe it's because I'm a guy. I think that's a big part of it. Dan, do you agree with me here? Yeah. Me and Dan got to stick together. We're like the only guys, right? You know, I think Rod Rapashad is a guy too in India. We don't get this stuff. The answer to your stuff is in the questions you're asking. You know what I mean, Michelle? When you're asking about the guy, you know, and I know it's a handicap because you're a girl, but just kidding. No, but when you're asking about the guy that is now your ex, and he's your ex because 2 years ago he broke up with you and left you to go to his ex after you were together for 2 years, you're answering your question. Why are you not moving on to the next thing? You know? And
because they haven't let go.
Yeah. You got to do that. Okay, so look. Ten of Pentacles comes in, and this is legacy. It's the legacy card. And I'm thinking that, look, you need to set up legacy, and you need to start thinking that way, and you need to start finding and dating people that are interested in the same thing. You're not getting any younger. So, you know, none of us are, right? And here's the thing. There's a guy waiting to come in. He is potentially, I don't know, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. It's a wands card, so it's fire. So it doesn't have to be a Leo or a Sag or an Aries or, you know, I don't do astrology, so I'm just like pulling that off the top of my head. I don't know if I even got that right. But Knight of Wands coming in, you know, and this person's got real passion. Obviously, that guy doesn't have passion for you. So you want the guy that has passion. And by the way, see if I get this. He is in my spread this way. So he is, look, Michelle, he is riding in on his horse towards what? The legacy.
Yep.
You see that?
Yep.
Okay. Ten of Wands.
Mm.
Traditionally an open. Traditionally an overburdened card. You know, you being overburdened with this, too many irons in the fire. I'm getting a little different feel with this right now, though, for you, because 10 is actually one. It's new beginnings. But in tarot, it's a special circumstance. Like, we don't use 10 in numerology. We reduce it to one. But in this case, in tarot, what's going on is, nine, the end of the cycle has already happened. This is like the hairbreadth moment between the ending and the new beginning. Okay. And he's making slow, steady progress to his goal in this particular card. But I feel like what's going on here is, Lisa, it's saying that, you need to realize what's, you know, dead. Like the horse, you know, stop beating the dead horse, you know. And normally I would get like the Ten of Swords, but any Ten card can refer to final ending things. And that's what I think is going on with this. And this new guy is like in the wings waiting to come in. But you have to get rid of the old guy. And I know he's not there, hasn't been for 2 years, but to you, in your subconscious, he's still there. Yep. And so that's the issue. That's the issue. I also got cards for, Rapashad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will I win my legal case going on? Do you want to pull some cards on this?
Okay. And then I have cards for Crystal as well.
Okay, so you did the crystal one too. But no, I want you to pull cards on that. I'm going to tell you why I want you to pull cards on this. When I looked at Rud Rapashad's, I'm going to start calling him Rud. Hey, we should call him Rudy. That's easy.
Rudy.
I like it. Rud Rapashad, you have a new name. You're Rudy now. Anyway, I'm getting the moon card, and that's telling me that the answer about this legal case is not super clear. It's just not super clear. Okay. I feel like things are leaning in your direction, but there's more to be done. More, you know, look, I'm getting cards of research. And remember, today is the Seeker Energy 7 research, but I'm getting these page cards. One thing is with the Page of Swords, you know, not being focused on your goal. And then, whereas in this page, he is something about potentially something to do. You know, I don't know what the legal case is, but does it span countries? I don't know. It's like, you know, foreign travel potentially in here, although, you know, that might not have anything to do with it, but I'm just saying that when you get two pages like this, it's like there's definitely something left to be researched and or worked on around this. And then the Queen of Pentacles shows up, you know, the mom card, the nurturer card. And maybe it's suggesting, you know, that's the outlook you should adopt right now as you're waiting on this legal case thing. But let's see what Michelle got, and that's why I asked you to pull cards too, because I got the moon card as the first and main focus, you know, and that tells me things are still cloudy. You know, they're not clear.
Right. Well, I got the Page of Pentacles. And so there's our research card. Time to look at what it is that really is surrounding this case. What is going to benefit you the most? You know, what do you need to look at? I got the Hanged Man. What do you need to look at a different way with this case? Is there information that doesn't seem right and is missing pieces that you need to look at? And then I got the Three of Cups, which instead of celebration, I see family. And this is a time to really depend on your family, spend time with them, get their advice, get their help. And then the possible outcome is a victory because I got the Chariot.
There you go. Victory.
So I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, yes. Oh, and by the way, Pickett, Crystal Pickett, did you have the cards for next?
Yes.
They said they subscribed. So I wanted to...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I wanted to thank them for that and then also mention to everybody out there, please subscribe to the channel, hit the subscribe button, and then the bell, you know, hit the bell icon so you get notified every time we're on air here. Let me check the channel real quick while we're talking about this, Michelle. Go over to the YouTube channel, which, by the way, is psychic.cafe/YouTube. Yeah, if you want to go to the channel and check out all our playlists and watch some of our videos, we have free workshops and everything. It's psychic.cafe/YouTube. Now, for the shows, the daily lives, you want to go to psychic.cafe/live. We have hit 484 subs. Yes. We only need 16. We only
awesome.
Need 500. And then we need to work on the watch hour. So we got to start doing some 5-minute teachable moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
We can do separate videos, and, you know, to help build up the watch hours. We're about almost halfway through the watch. We have to get to 3,000. And, you know, I was thinking on these shows, like what I could do, like we just had, you know, your reading thing, and I can, you know, cut out those topics we do on these shows.
Right.
Like the one I told you I did about the Temperian path.
Mm-hmm.
And put them on a little 5-minute video, you know, cut them out. And I forget what they call that, an excerpt.
Right.
Yeah, make an excerpt from the video and stick it up on the channel for people to watch, you know, real quick, 5 minutes, and it adds to our watch times. You know, if we do a whole bunch of different things like that, you know, get it on the channel.
Yep.
Yeah. So like and subscribe. Don't forget to like.
Yes, please. We like that.
That's great. We're at 484. And this is the last one. We've got to get out of here.
All right. So Crystal said, me and Demetrius got a marriage certificate last week. And I want to know, will he try to reach out to me before our marriage certificate expires? We live in different towns. Okay.
Michelle, this sounds very close to that last one we were just talking about, where once again, in the verbiage of the question, you're answering your own question. You guys literally got a marriage certificate, but you're in separate towns, and you don't even know if this guy that you got a marriage certificate with is going to contact you and actually get married? There is something hinky and strange and just very upsetting and weird there.
That is a unique situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, I got the travel card, the 8 of Wands. And so...
Oh, he's going to travel to her town and get married.
Yeah, because I also got the King of Swords. And so he is going to travel to see you, and I got the Seven of Wands, which tells me you want him to come see you. So you're putting, if you put out the intention for him to come see you, he's going to be there.
That is so.
I see that as a possibility, yes.
Look at this. So the Hermit card and the Five of Cups. So that's how she, you know, that is the situation. Anyway, but then the Sun card shows up. So
there you go.
I definitely think it's going to happen, and he comes in as the Emperor. I feel like he finally, you know, shows up as a man like he should, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Looks good. We got to get out of here, but Rudy said in the chat that I would love to be called Rudy. It's my actual pet name. Are we psychic or what? You know, anyway.
I'm telling you,
you know. Okay, so we got to remember that. We got to remember that now when he comes in. You know, it's Rudy.
Yes, Rudy.
We love our Rudy here. Oh, gosh. So, yep, here we are. We are at the end.
Well, thank you, Crystal. We understand. The situation can be frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, here we are at the end of the show, and we have a flood of calls coming in now.
Oh, goodness.
Guys, you got to get here earlier. It's like, oh, my God.
Yep.
Because we got to get out of here.
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for being here. We had a great time on the show. I hope you guys all had a great time. And I'm going to be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Pamela's a little under the weather, so I might be by myself.